troubled Prince Theater in Center City, Philadelphia, has been bought again by one of its longtime renters. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that the Philadelphia Film Society now owns the 450-seat venue.
The Philadelphia Film Society operates the annual International Film Festival and has been using the Prince Theater at Chestnut and Broad Streets for its major events, like its openings and closings. Society director Andrew Greenblatt will use the theater for cinema-related events and rent it out to other performance groups.
There's no theater like it. I think that's what it comes down to. There's no theater in the city this size with the equipment, the technology, both 35mm and digital. But then it pairs all that with a stage and full Dolby Digital surround and everything you want to do.
Greenblatt says he is in a better position to maintain the theater than his predecessors, the American Music Theater Festival, and a management group headed by the now-deceased millionaire meatpacker Herb Lotman. Thanks to an $8 million grant from the Wincote Foundation, Greenblatt has no debt and no rent.
The reason the American Music Theater Festival couldn't make it work was the debt. Debt crushes nonprofits all the time. We don't have any debt here. From talking to the Lotman Group, it had high rent and it required them to raise a certain amount of money. And it was really, they didn't have a fully fledged development department. It was Herb. Well, we don't have rent here either.
The Society already runs another theater. Last year, it entered into a long-term lease on the Roxy Theater in Rittenhouse Square. Greenblatt says the much smaller Roxy will be used for adventurous art house films, while the more popular fare will be screened at the Prince. I'm Peter Crimmins.
This disclosure, the Wincote Foundation supports WHYY.